Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Amram and Jochebed were descendants of Levi, but apart from their act of faith, we do not know much about them. About all we know. But God used them in a great way to carry out His plan and His purpose. Talk about mom and dad. You know, we don't know nothing about them. We just know their names and the tribe that they're from. But yet God had them in mind to carry out His plan and purpose. We can always remember that God does not need mighty men or well-known prominent people to carry out His perfect will and His perfect plan. He just uses regular folk like us-ins, like we-ins, okay? Just regular folk. Matter of fact, we read this in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 27. Let me back up from verse number 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised has God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to brought and bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. So God used an unknown mom and dad to make things happen in God's economy for the deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt. A very important part. We must never forget that an obscure, little-known, insignificant mother and father were the main instruments in God's miraculous preservation of a Hebrew baby who one day would become the man who would deliver Israel from bondage. That's why that one verse is inserted there, even though we don't know much about them. Just their names and the tribe that they're from. They were godly people. We're going to look about this in just a minute. God inserted that by faith. Moses was hid by his parents. Interesting. And then look at verse number 24, 25, and 26. Hebrews chapter number 11. Moses grows up. And I won't go into all the details. Remember, he's about 40 years. There's three stages in Moses' life. Most of you already heard this. It's so old, it's got whiskers on it, okay? Three stages of Moses' life. They're divided into 40-year segments. The first 40 years, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's palace. The first 40 years of Moses' life, he thought he was something. His grandpa is the Pharaoh. Well, the next 40 years of life, you know what happened? Moses killed somebody who was beating a Hebrew. Remember that? Killed him. We're going to read about this in just a second. And he fled. He ran away. So the second 40 years of Moses' life, and Moses was a shepherd. Jethro's father. On the backside, it's all about Midian for 40 years. So the first 40 years, he thought he was something. The next 40 years, he thought he was nothing. He's an old shepherd out here in the desert. But the last 40 years of Moses' life, God made something out of nothing. The next 40 years of Moses' life, he led the people of Israel out of Egypt, and he led them through the wilderness for 40 years. And that's the three stages of Moses' life. Well, it's interesting. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, that's about 40 years of age, he refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He rejected that. Interesting. And we'll get to that in just a minute. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. As the adopted son, Moses, of the Egyptian princess, man, he had it made. He was living the life, I used to call it the life of Riley. Again, these old people might know, I shouldn't say old people, because I is one now, because I'm referring back to these things. Remember, he had living the life of Riley, that thing, okay? He was living the life of luxury. He had the best of everything, living in the household of Pharaoh. But his faith, Moses' faith, moved him to refuse to live that easy life in the palace. choosing. And I have a note here in my in parentheses there. I wrote this down this week. Choosing. You know, we all have a free will. You chose this morning to come to Sunday school. Amen, preacher. And I'm so glad you're here. But you chose to be here. And we all have choices every day. Every morning, we make choices, okay? I'm going to leave it. I'm going to move on. Boy, that sure throws a wrench in this thing about Calvinism. And I won't go into that. But every man has a choice, a free will. Well, he chose, talking about Moses, he chose rather to suffer affliction, the word that to suffer the affliction with the people of God. He wanted to be identified with the people of God rather than to be identified with the Egyptians, which in the Bible, it talks about the world. So there's the world and there's God's people. And he wanted to be identified with God's people instead of the world. He, even though he knew there was going to be some rough times ahead, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Literally, it says, than to have temporary enjoyment of sin. That pleasures of sin for a season literally means a temporary enjoyment of sin. Do you know that sin does provide a pleasure and enjoyment? Our flesh feeds on that. But it's only temporary. And it's only for a season. As those people who went out Friday night and Saturday night, they closed the bar down, they got drunk, and now they're hanging their head in the toilet this morning. It sure was fun last night. Sure was fun, but it ain't fun right now. Again, that's just a silly example, but you get the idea. The Bible says the pleasures of sin, but it's for a season. It doesn't last. It doesn't last. Truly for a season. And then verse number 26. Esteeming the reproach, the word esteem is an important word. It's that word to consider, to take in account, to take it all in. It just wasn't a flippant decision. You know, you just put your finger in your mouth and see where the wind blows, you know, which way the wind to carry you. You know, I guess I'll go that direction. No, the word esteem means he took careful thought and considering the reproach of Christ. The word reproach means suffering of Christ. Now stop for just a moment, and I want you to think. Put on your thinking caps. Christ has not yet come into the world, not been born, okay? But the Bible tells us he esteemed the reproaches of Christ. Where did he hear about Christ? They didn't have a Bible. There was no Bible. Matter of fact, Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the Pentateuch. He wrote those books. There was no Bible. There was no written word. Where in the world did he learn about Christ? I'm here to tell you he learned it from his mama. You're crazy, preacher. The sovereignty of God would allow Moses to come back to a godly mother who's a Hebrew. And Jochebed would teach Moses who the God of Abraham was, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And would teach him at her knees, so to speak, while she's raising. Because remember, Egyptian had multiple gods. Many, 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 many gods. And he's raised in that atmosphere. After he leaves mama's house, he goes to the palace. He got his Bible teaching from mama. Mama, daddy, that's a great example for us to teach our kids. Don't just let the preacher teach them. They need it 7 days a week, not 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week, whatever the case may be. He knew something about Christ. Isn't that he learned it from his mother. And I have this note. Remember, she nursed Moses and she raised him. She would tell Moses of the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. So Moses knew of Christ. I can just imagine Jochebed telling Moses about Abraham taking Isaac up. Don't you know these stories were passed down?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.